Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, a couple of guests from the University of Alaska Southeast Sitka campus. Liz Zacher is here. She's assistant professor of art. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
And Mark Sixby is a Northwest design instructor and adjunct instructor there. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Hello. Good.
And it's pretty exciting news. There's a couple of classes happening this summer. Yay, you can still go to school in summertime at UAS. But this is it's kind of cool because Mark's going to be teaching. We'll talk about that in a minute. But you have a really special guest coming to teach this summer, right, Liz?
Oh, yeah. We're always so lucky to have Dolores Churchill, Master Haida Weaver from Ketchikan, come and teach classes here in Sitka once or twice a year. So she'll be coming here actually next week and starting a class.
What's she going to be teaching?
She's going to be teaching beginning, intermediate, and advanced Northwest Coast basketry. She'll be covering information pertaining to the use of both spruce root and cedar bark.
Okay. Dolores Churchill is one of those people that if you know Northwest Coast art, especially textiles and weaving, you know, she needs no introduction. But suppose I'm relatively new to Sitka and to this whole idea of Northwest Coast art. Should I be intimidated about taking a class with Dolores Churchill?
No, not at all. She's always eager to share knowledge and information with anybody, no matter what their experience level. To preserve the art form, perpetuate it, and
okay,
and make beautiful things.
And she specializes in spruce root and cedar bark, and she's going to be sort of instructing in both?
Yeah. And students will have, whether they're doing it at the beginning level or advanced level, they'll have a choice to either pick a project that would focus on weaving a large basket or a woven hat. And she'll be not only covering techniques referred to as twining or plaiting, but she'll talk about standards incorporating designs within the woven patterns, how to prepare materials and things like that.
Okay, I guess if you wanted inspiration, you could go to the Sheldon Jackson Museum or Sitka National Historical Park, where they've got collections of these of Northwest Coast basketry that could get you kind of fired up to want to learn from literally one of the best people possible.
Yeah. Definitely.
And we were talking before we went on the air that that Dolores Churchill is the subject of a film by local filmmaker Ellen Frankenstein called Tracing Roots.
Yeah.
And hopefully you should be able to track that film down somewhere. If Ellen's listening, I apologize. I'm not promoting your film very well, but it's out there. It was a multi-year project. And it all started, I guess, originated with one of these classes, right?
Yeah. Ellen popped in to kind of get some footage of Dolores teaching class over at the campus many, many years ago. It was before I even was here in Sitka, and it kind of evolved into a much bigger journey.
Okay.
You know, and it's a fantastic film.
Great. Okay. Well, let's turn to Mark for a moment. Mark, what are you going to be teaching this summer?
I'll be teaching beginning Northwest Coast design.
Okay.
So we'll talk about form line art in the Northwest Coast, the different shapes, the subject matter, all that sort of thing. And this is for beginners or intermediate.
All right. When you say form line and the shapes and things, there's kind of a vocabulary to Northwest Coast art that if you go look at the totems at Sitka National Historical Park or the house or the screens in front of the Sheetcaquan Nakahiti, you notice there are things, there's a kind of a common language to Northwest Coast art. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Well, it's composed of a number of shapes, and there's some sort of rules to the system. It's not all that complicated, but it really helps to separate them out and then, you know, combine them and look at them again. So you have your ovoid, you know, U-shape. We have names for these things, but when combined in the red and black, it makes this sort of abstract, you know, art, but learning to look at it, learning to interpret it and read it is very, very great if you want to appreciate it, too.
And there's a lot of flexibility, actually. I mean, I know that When people think of Northwest Coast art and form line design, they think of like the house panels and the canoe that Tommy Joseph or the Glannon brothers are carving at Sitka National Historical Park. But there's a great deal of flexibility. You were in here with was it an electric guitar and with form line art on it?
Yeah, I'd carved a wolf on the front.
Uh-huh.
So the tradition, you know, have the basis of it, none of that's changed, but where we are now in the 21st century, you can see, you'll find form line on clothing, on any kind of accessories you can think of, different media, and that's something we're going to cover as well, is how to transfer designs onto different things. So if you have, say if you want to bring your own a paddle, a t-shirt,
it could be
ceramics, yes, it could be a musical instrument we can put, you know, designs on. I like decorating guitars as well, so whether I'm painting directly on or making decals, it's just a great way to bring, you know, modern objects to life too.
Okay. Liz was saying that in Dolores's class there's sort of a range of abilities, or I guess or how familiar people are or how much training or experience they've had in the art. Is your class sort of, are you open to the idea of having students of various abilities?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Open arms. Yeah. Welcome it. It's great. Start where you are, because everybody, it's all, you know, you're the individual is the one that makes. And so if you, well, China has something for everybody. So the workbook I'm using, I spent, I think, 5 years on it, and that covered basically my first 3 or 4 years of instruction in Metlakatla. I trained with a carver named Jack Hudson.
Oh, yeah, you anticipated my question. Who are your teachers?
Yeah. So Jack, primarily, so from sixth grade through graduation. And when I got out of the service, my first job was working for him. I spent the 2007-2008 school year. I was his classroom assistant.
Okay, and he was an art teacher in the Metlakatla schools?
Yeah, 35 years.
Wow, and that's pretty cool when a teacher can actually sort of propel a student, you know, to kind of follow his footsteps, both teaching and in the discipline that he was teaching. That's kind of cool. And do you live in Sitka now?
Now I do, yes.
And what do you do here when you're not teaching art?
Well, that's kind of it. Getting by till the next gig.
Okay.
Oh, I do a lot of wood carving as well.
Right. Okay. Liz, let's, just in the couple minutes we have left, let's talk about how students who are interested in taking Mark or Dolores's classes can register and what the days and dates are and stuff.
Yeah. So Dolores's class is actually starting this coming Monday. It's June 20th through July 2nd. And it meets Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and Saturday 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And for Mark, his starts on July 11th and runs to the 27th. Meets Monday and Wednesday evenings from 6 to 9 p.m. And his class is worth one college credit. Dolores' class is worth two college credits. And folks that might be interested in signing up can either stop by the UAS campus. Our business hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday in the summers. And or they could visit our website at www.alaska.edu/Sitka or give the campus a call at 747-7700.
Okay, and there's a scholarship program for Sciatica?
Yeah. So Sciatica shareholders can apply for scholarships for both of these classes.
Okay, that's good to know. I'll post all that information along with this interview on our website, kcaw.org. Liz,
great,
thanks so much for coming in. Mark, thanks for coming in. Liz Zacher is Assistant Professor of Art at UAS Sitka Campus. Mark Sixby is an Adjunct Instructor of Northwest Coast Design. There's a couple of exciting Northwest Coast art classes coming up this summer. So don't spend all your time out there fishing, hiking, and camping. You can get over to UAS. And these classes, again, are in the evening, so you can have a full day doing whatever it is you do and then learn art in the evening. Thanks so much, guys, for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Rob.